Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I look at people's faces and I tell I would not want to work here. They don't even look happy. Yeah. They don't even talk to each other.
They're miserable.
It should look like it's fun. Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's episode, we will talk about how to get started as a restaurant waiter. If you're interested in getting started as a restaurant waiter, we have the show for you. In this show, we will give you the best advice for getting into the server position and making money. But first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend Danny DeVilla.
What's up, people?
Here to help us discuss, we have Kyle back again.
Thank you, guys.
Back to back. That's never really happened, has it? Have you ever done a show back to back with the same person?
Yes and no. We've had a show go long and cut.
Yes. But not two back to back.
I think this is the first time I'm
here. Yeah.
Cool.
It was interesting because in our last show, we touched upon, you know, we talked about seasonal waiters.
Yeah.
And then a part of being a seasonal waiter is being an actually good waiter.
Yeah. And he touched on some really good topics on it.
Yes.
And we're like, yeah, you want to come back?
So then in this show, we really want to talk about if you've never been in the business and you want to start as a waiter. Because depending on your personality, I would recommend you being a restaurant waiter. If you want to be in a restaurant.
So let's talk about the personality that's needed to be a restaurant waiter. Is that in the notes?
It is not, because that's almost, it's almost like you don't have to have a personality. There's no one personality.
You're right. Yeah, I mean, you're right, but I wanted to say.
Yeah, because listen.
I feel like there's personalities that should be forced to do this because they'll be able to understand so many parts of it.
Meaning what?
So, like, one thing we said, we were like, yo, you should have to work in a restaurant for 6 months as part of your college degree.
Six months is a long time.
Exactly. But guess how many generations will be better off because they'll treat us staff better. They've worked there. They've been there. I know you did, because if you go to college, it's required. You know how to tip. You know getting tipped. You know how what these people are going through. Plus, it builds multi-different management skills. You can have these skills when you
people
go into
skills.
People skills, you know?
I agree with you and I don't. I agree with you in skill building and things like that. I don't believe that you have to walk a mile in a man's shoes to understand him or treat him well. I don't really think that everyone needs to be a restaurant waiter or work in a restaurant to do anything.
That.
However, there are a boon of skills that you develop in this business.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's very, it's priceless, because I have friends that aren't in the business and they marvel at the things that we're able to do, particularly our interpersonal skills, the way that we can talk to anyone, the way that we can solve problems. And if there's one skill that I would say that you definitely have to do, is to be able to prioritize and reprioritize.
Yes.
You have to be able to reshuffle, and the ones that don't do a good job is the ones that are stuck with, I have to do this, 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 and this sequence, but it's constantly like, it's constantly, reshuffling. But that's, this show is going to be the one to teach you the best way to get to where you want to be as a waiter, from never being in the restaurant business. And I'm also going to assume that you don't have a friend in there.
Yeah.
Because the best thing, the best way to get a job is like, yo, can you
give me a job?
Yeah. Yeah. So how to get started as a waiter?
Man, I remember when I got started as a waiter, I was already in restaurants. I was a food owner busser. I think it was like 2 or 3 years. And, you know, you went from, I remember because I wanted to be a server in the restaurant that I was at, and they wouldn't make me a server. So I was
good
like,
point.
Okay. I understand that. Like, I understand. And it breaks down into two things too, but that process, I went and got try to go get a job as a server. And they ask you that golden question. Do you have experience?
Yes.
No, but I want some. How do you get hired without having experience when everybody wants experience?
Yes.
And I got in and out of two or three interviews, and I'll never forget, I went to this one guy, and he asked me if I had experience. I was like, I don't, but to be quite honest with you, I want to be a server, and no one will hire me without experience. Mm-hmm. So what do I do? And he could see the drive, and he was like, okay, fine. He handed me the menu test. He said, you have to memorize all this. You have to pass a test. You walk in here, you pass the test, you got the job.
Gotcha.
That was the best month of my life. I memorized every single comma. I mean, I wrote it out like it was – I wrote the menu, you know.
Wow.
And I got the job. And it was a rough job, to be honest with you. It was a brand new restaurant that was opening. And it was probably an interesting way to become a server because I was facing issues as being a server that people who have been serving for years have never even had issues with, you know. Opening a restaurant for the first time for breakfast.
That's huge.
Not having enough coffee cups. Not, you know, gauging the volume of your materials. And, like, I was a fresh server either way. And it was just, like, it was the perfect storm of things to go through to be baptized by fire to become, to enter into this kind of new job title, you know. And it was a good experience. Definitely sharpens you and hardens you a little bit. Not something I'd ever want to do again.
But, yeah. No, I wouldn't recommend. Now, talking about, now I wouldn't recommend yes. that.
Let's talk about your journey.
My journey?
Yes.
I wouldn't recommend it. At all. I like you. The minute that you said that you were a busser or whatever, like, that's the worst way to become a server.
Yeah.
There are some advantages because you're already in that establishment.
Yeah.
I worked in the kitchen. I just needed a job. Mm-hmm. And I got a job working alongside my other friends who were kitchen workers. And I was grateful for it.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw myself. I was not a person that was very talkative.
Outgoing.
I didn't even see myself as a waiter. Mm-hmm. But then when I started to see how clean they were at the end of the night and making money, I mean, that matters.
Yeah, no, you know?
He said I was cleaning up this guy's mess, and he left already, yeah. And I'm making less money than him. That's what did it for me.
Yes.
I'm like, I'll go find out what kind of pizza they want.
Yes. So I was able to push my way out of the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
but it almost didn't work because they're not trying to groom people to lose them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole other out front is a whole other thing
than the back of
kitchen
the house.
People. Yes. So I would not recommend you falling for the old, oh, be a busser for a while, we'll make you a server. Or be a dishwasher, we'll move you up. Don't fall for it. It may happen, but it's going to take four times as long as they promise you. And the only transition that I think is really, really special is food runner to server.
Because you understand the food.
And you already deal with people.
You already deal with people in the front.
Well, another thing, too, is I understand this from business, and I do not blame management at all. And in fact, I don't know how I'd make this decision either way. If you have a good employee, a host, hostess, mm-hmm. good busser, good food runner, you now have to replace him, and he wants to move up.
Yes.
And you don't want to, you know, stunt his growth a little bit. But you also, you can't lose that position. So you're just like, you got to wait, man, because I got to have you again in that position.
I need you at both spots.
Yes.
So as for me, my little quick, my dad actually goes to me. I've always been an outgoing kind of person. Mm-hmm. So I was working as a banquet houseman at a hotel, and which is pretty much like a busser, but a little bit different. Like you set up parties, you break down parties, and mm-hmm. you clean up at the end. Then I would, my dad comes to me and goes, man, you could be a great waiter. You already have you could talk to people, no problem. Just go see if you can get a job.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, and you have cash every day. You know, so I was like, okay. So I went to my first job, and I got lucky. It was a corporate spot.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to train me from the ground up. It was perfect. I was, you know, I had a great interview and went through the whole process. And they go, we'd rather get somebody like you so we can groom you the right way instead of having to break your bad habits.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I thought it was great. So they for my first job, it was a little bit different where I didn't have to go in. I went in and became a server right away. I was 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Got the job and just been kind of doing it since.
Okay. So we're going to put some structure to this. As we go through how to, we're going to have some bullet points and then we'll have Kyle talk about, you know, those bullet points. Mm-hmm. But it's important for me to clarify what I meant by don't fall for it, because unless they have a track record of moving people up, then you can have more credence to that promise.
I want to add that you can actually legally get it in writing, and they have to adhere to that timeline. They can't promise you a date and then not deliver. Mm. And I learned that because I was already a server, and it was actually like a seasonal thing. Mm-hmm. And they said, and it was verbal. And then when I went to HR, I was like, I don't want to leave this job, but I can't keep at the position I'm in because I can't make ends meet.
Yeah.
So I can't keep coming here and, hey, in 2 or 3 weeks, it'll be bumped up. And then when that 2 or 3 weeks is up, hey, it'll be another 2 weeks. You know, we can't keep doing that because the bills are going to add up.
True.
And they're like, well, they have to promise you the date they promised you. And once you have that in writing in an email or something like that, they're bound. That's it. They have to do that. They have to make a decision at that point.
Boom.
And that's when I learned that. So, I mean, there's ways around it. Not every place is going to be as corporatized and
true.
You know what I mean?
But have HR.
Yeah. And the other advice, this show is going to be loaded with good advice. Yeah, no, the other advice that I have for you is that once you cross over, do not make the promise of helping out when they need you. Make that break and that's it. Because if it's partly on the schedule on this, the kitchen will always take priority. Yeah. Of getting you off the floor, and the money's different. You're going to be miserable. Mm-hmm. So have an arrangement if you're going to do that.
Yeah.
What I do recommend,
if you're going to work your way up, make sure it is a clean cut.
Yes, but if you're going to work your way up, you have to leave that place.
Yeah.
That is my best recommendation. So mm-hmm. to answer your question when you said, sorry, I'll let you go, about no one will hire me. Someone will hire you mm-hmm. further down the trough as far as the standard of restaurant. Mm-hmm. So get a job there, even if it's for a month. Mm-hmm. You have experience.
Yeah.
So
back to the subject too of how to get a job as a waiter. Once you get that job and someone says, look, so I need help here and there, you can't deliver. You can't say, yeah, I'll help you. I'll do what I want. And then when they're like, hey, I need you to cover this shift over here, and that was your day off, and you're like, nah, I can't, I'm busy. Like, don't do that. Look for the opportunity to help management.
Yeah.
And they're going to remember that. And if you show them that, they're going to be like, man, who did I hire? This guy is insane. I'm not going to redo the schedule and give people these shifts when they keep giving them up and he's picking them up. He's getting them either way.
Help everyone.
Do as much as you can at all times and you'll get more.
All right, let's get into it. A very important thing that you said last show is research and target.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me. You're fresh out the box.
I don't know about anybody, but let's say you need a job really bad. We've all been there, and you have to play the numbers game. You're gonna, you know, don't go in and apply. Type up a resume real quick. It requires a little bit of clerical work, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Do it. Put on some decent clothes, you know, maybe like that. But when you start going to these places, you can get hired at one or two or three off rip. And you got to make a decision.
Yes.
How do you make the decision? You're not just looking at, you know, what I want to sell Italian food, this or that, you know what I mean? That's why I target these places. It's not me going and doing a numbers game. That way, if I get either one of them, it's an even harder decision because they're all A pluses in my book.
Yeah.
We're going to go in there and, you know, hope you have a little bit of money to spend. You don't have to do much. You can go and get a soda from the bar and be like, I don't like the menu. But look, watch, you know what I mean? If you see a manager who's yelling at staff in front of tables, you know that's unprofessional.
Yeah.
That'll probably be you one day. Look at the volume. Go there during volume starts. You don't even have to go in there and eat. You can just go see, yo, they're busy every single night.
Yes.
And I've been here Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. I couldn't even get in. There you know the volume's there. You can notice the professionalism because of how they handle certain issues or whatnot. And they don't even know that you've been trying to apply here. Even when I went to the place I'm at now, I was there a couple of times and, you know, I was sitting at the bar watching and looking around and you absorb all this. You know, and when you do have a little bit more experience and you're going around these places, you've experienced sometimes negative aspects of the industry.
Yes.
And you want to make sure you avoid that, you know. Plus, you get hired somewhere and you go in there and it's dead all the time. You're like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
I liken it to if you're looking for a house.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at the neighborhood in the daytime.
No.
Go there at night.
Yeah.
So when you're looking for a new place to work, you go there, like you said, at the volume mm-hmm. place. Talk to the bartender. Don't ask them any questions about how do you like working here, how much money you make, or whatever.
No, never.
Just, people will tell you stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just off the rip. And you'll see, like you said, you'll see the interactions with the management, how the tone the management mm-hmm. takes. And one thing I'll take one step further is, I look at people's faces and I tell I would not want to work here. They don't even look happy. Yeah. They don't even talk to each
if
other.
They look miserable. If they're not inner, you know.
Yes. It should look like it's fun. You know how many times I would go out and I'd look, it's like, these motherfuckers don't talk to each other.
They're miserable.
They just walk my sad face and da 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 da. And I remember, I don't know how unusual it is at our old place. We would get in trouble sometimes. Because we will joke around and we'll be busy. Mm-hmm. It's not like we're not doing our work, but we will interact in different ways, you know, like, you know, poke the person, do that, get out the way, can you do this for me? And there's a tremendous amount of communication that happens when people are close, you know, or people are actually work well together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so next, learn about the restaurant.
So, I mean, you want to learn about the restaurant is what is my number one rule when going somewhere. Mm-hmm. Because I've opened a restaurant before, we talked about it, and they were freshly opening for breakfast. And it was a nightmare. And I didn't know how much of a nightmare it was because it was my first serving job. So I was just along for the ride. And then as I, you know, was in this industry for years, I realized now, I'm like, don't go somewhere where they serve breakfast. I don't want to be anywhere near anyone ever before 10 a.m. I want to be at my house. I want to be warming up to my day, going in at night. There's some people who are morning people who will only work breakfast and lunch shifts.
Most of the people are seasoned, though.
And they love it.
And they're okay with that.
And But I
agree with Kyle. For the first job, make sure it's a lunch and dinner kind of spot. Don't go somewhere that has breakfast. You should, if you're going to transition to a breakfast spot, make sure you've at least worked in the business before.
Yeah, maybe, maybe not, because maybe that's what your schedule allows.
True.
Is for you to work breakfast. And breakfast is high volume, high pace.
Oh, it gets no faster. It's no faster business.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
But that's just it. You have to know about this business to really accept that, because you have to know that this is turn and burn accuracy, and then volume is there, and you're doing it all for $4. But you're going to do it 4 million times more. Yes. And I've known people who love breakfast, and they will only work breakfast. They won't work night because they're morning people. They wake up, they come in, they're ready to go.
They're done by 2:30.
They're caffeinated by 7 a.m., and they are ready to rock. And they're done by 2:30, and they still make the same money, and they have the rest of the day off.
Oh, you can make some money.
Oh, man.
But researching the restaurant, to me, I want to know who owns the restaurant. Is it a private owner? Mm-hmm. Is the owner always there?
Is it corporate?
Is it a corporate? Do you get money in your check, or is it cash? All these things may not mean a lot to you when you haven't been in the business yet. But believe me, research, because we're prepping you for the interview, right?
Yeah.
So then you don't want to have to, you want to ask intelligent questions.
Right.
Oh, I know it's owned by this corporation. How many other restaurants do they own?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you able to move up? So
move up in the company? Can you do this? These questions are what you want to know.
Can you change properties?
Yes. Can you change? Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so when you research in the restaurant, I would really advise, in my mind, because in the first part, research and target, you're talking about volume.
Yeah, and remember, people, servers work in everything. So you can go to a hotel. You can go to, you know, you can go work for the biggest hotel chain in the world, which is Marriott, and be around the world, okay? So definitely do your recon. Definitely keep an eye on what you want to do and the eye on your prize as a whole.
Yes. Yep. Now, let's assume that you got an interview. But it's important to know that I feel like I'm running on outdated information sometimes, because when you're scouting for a restaurant, a lot of things are online. So mm-hmm. even if you walk in and you talk to somebody, they'll say, "Oh, fill out the application online." So what is your?
Well, yes, no, and not too much necessarily. That application process might be online, mm-hmm. but a website is difficult, tedious, and costly to alter. So these restaurants will change policy and change things, and they haven't updated their website yet. Mm. And you're looking at false information. And then you walk in there and you get the job, and you're like, "Oh, I thought it was this and that." And they're like, mm-hmm. "Oh, no, we just haven't changed the website yet." And you're working on false info.
Okay.
Another thing, too, is a lot of stuff that's intricate, that's behind the curtain, isn't obviously listed on their website. Like how much tip out is, who's handling tip out, what's my pay? Am I picking home my credit card tips every day, or mm-hmm. am I getting those in biweekly payments? My places up north, they didn't do biweekly. It was one of the first places they did weekly. Every Friday you had a check.
Yeah.
And it was a good check. It was all your stuff and you keep your cash at the end of the day. They control tip out. Or sorry, your credit card tips were on the check. But you control tip out. So you're tipping out cash every day mm-hmm. and then getting your cash, your credit card tips on Friday. You know what I mean? Stuff like when you're more, I would say, you've been in this industry, you have experience under your belt, you know to ask these questions at the interview. And managers are not sitting there interviewing someone who's bright smile, good energy, but just saying everything they want to hear just so they can get the job.
Yeah.
This is an interview for you too. Surprise, surprise. I want to know, you know, certain things. Plus, your interviewee, are they happy? I've been interviewed by people who were, they don't look like they were very happy at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, it does go back to that point where you go to a place and you notice how no one's having a good time.
No one's having a good
time. Everyone is so straight-faced. And this is a beautiful Saturday. This is a good lunch. Everyone's here making money. There's yeah. a ton of people here. But everyone's here is like a statue. Like, they're hating it.
Yes.
I didn't even want to eat there.
Stone face.
I'll never forget. I was like, I did not even want to eat there. I was like, I just want to get out of here. The energy was way off. Yeah. And I want to have a good time. We went somewhere else. It was great.
Okay, so assuming that the application is in person, like mm-hmm. you can fill out an application, yeah. there's two things that are very important. Bring a pen.
Always bring a pen.
And dress accordingly.
Absolutely.
Now, the key word is accordingly.
We're not, yes.
Because you can dress up too much.
Yep.
And you can be too casual.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are on the beach. How many times you've seen people come in swimsuits?
Flip-flops, shorts. None of those things should be, if you're coming to any, like a server job or something like that, you should wear, it doesn't have to be a full-on button-down shirt. But maybe something with a collar. It could be a polo.
You can bring a Tommy Bahama in.
Yeah. You can wear a polo or something. But, you know, even a pair of jeans, as long as they look clean, but it should be presentable. Don't walk in like you just came off the beach and you got sand on your feet.
My advice to you is the least level of dress should be the uniform.
Yes.
If they're in a tie and button down, you got to wear a tie and button down.
Absolutely.
If they're in a polo, that's the least casual that you can be.
Yeah.
If they're in a t-shirt, then nice t-shirt.
Be above the t-shirt.
Be above the t-shirt, but that's the least you can go. But, you know, class it up, San Diego.
Exactly. with their wearing, you should be above them. Just a butt.
Yes. I remember I made the mistake one time, and people were like, "What are you applying as?" And I was like, "Server. I want to be a server here." They're like, "You're dressed really nice. We thought you were here to be a manager."
Yeah.
And I was being offered the job for a manager.
Yeah.
And I was like, no.
Yeah, I don't want that. I want that job.
And I realized, I was like, wow, we really got to tone this back a little bit. And like, you know,
were you in a suit?
It was a blue button down. Okay. No tie or anything like that. Open collar.
Yeah.
And
but that's not bad though.
I was shocked. I was like, man, I was like, I really did cross that line. But I mean, I didn't.
You're like, if this is too much.
Yeah.
I got messed up.
Where am I right now?
Yeah.
But it came down to that. And then honestly, like, one piece of advice I have too is I would bring my resume in and fill out an application.
Mm-hmm.
But the job that I wanted, I wanted. And I walked in there every day for almost like 10, 12 days. And the way I got away with it is I changed something on my resume. And I told him I changed something on my resume. And I filled that work desk with all my resumes. Because the competition was so fierce.
Okay.
It was fierce. I've never seen anything like it.
Jones Stone Crab or
these
something?
These kids, it was a place up north. It was a seasonal work. And they have these kids that come from across the world in the same clothes they're wearing for 3 days with their backpack, with their whole lives in them, and they don't leave. They don't leave the property until they get hired as something.
I don't want application. I want a job,
baby.
Yes. And it works because they'll have someone not show up for the night shift. Well, these kids been hanging around all day and he wants a job here.
True.
And he gets it. And it's like, how do I compete against that? I'm not hanging out here until they close. So I'm like, I got to go back in. I want them to know I want this job. I'm willing to do what it takes to get here. And you'll stand out. And there'll be 400 resumes on their desk.
Yeah.
And I'll just be like, I changed something here. I changed something there. And you can just, you can bring it in every day. And it worked. I did 4 straight years there, and they found me housing every time. Fantastic. So, I mean, it wasn't for nothing, you know. It was the craziest I've ever been about trying to get a job, but it worked, so.
All right. Let's get to the interview.
Okay.
Now, obviously, I was talking about filling out the application, dress accordingly. Now you're, how do you handle the interview? And you've never been a server before.
You definitely got to YouTube some stuff, man, because I had, I didn't like
what we are the YouTube. So give them the good stuff.
Okay, so, so you know what I mean? I never knew there was so much psychology with interviews. There really is. And the one thing you really want to do properly is body language. It's the first and foremost thing that anyone will notice. Okay. If you're coming and you're overqualified for the job and they need you and they are in need of you, but you're standing at the front and you're just like tapping your toes and you're looking like they're wasting my time, mm-hmm. that's bad body language. Why would you want to bring a guy in who's coming to apply who looks like he's already annoyed by the place?
You know what I mean? Okay, let's start from the beginning. You walk in the door. Mm-hmm. You're early. Mm-hmm. You have to be early. Mm-hmm. Okay? Then they seat you at the bar because it's going to be
this is a server job. So what time are we? Now, this is a set that you already come in, and now you're here for the interview?
This is for the interview because I failed to mention what time to come to look for an application.
Okay, because I've been mostly hired on the spot.
Again,
I'm from a different realm, though.
You're from a different realm, and that's where I think sometimes I'm running on outdated information because I don't know how often that still happens. So you out there in the audience, let us know. Reach out to me. I'm at themodernwaiter@gmail.com is my email, or follow me on Instagram @themodernwaiterpodcast. I want to know, do people still get hired on the spot, or is it purely online and then you come in and mm-hmm. you do the interview process and things like that? My suspicion is...
So it's a little bit of both. So let's just go, but let's do the interview from the interview. But if you walked in, these things still apply, even if you apply online. I mean, even if you apply in person.
If you apply in person, it's very important. You have to go at the dead time.
Yes.
You have to go between 2 and 4.
Yes.
Honestly.
Absolutely.
I mean, any earlier you're hitting lunch, you don't want to hit before opening when deliveries are there.
Yes.
And the death sentence is coming when it's busy at night.
Yes. Even sometimes you got to look around. You got to know that they're busy. And don't be discouraged when they are. That you want to be there. You want the business to be there. But if this place is on the beach and they are getting people coming off that beach because the people get to the beach at 9:30, 10 o'clock. They've been mm-hmm. sitting in the sun for 4 or 5 hours roasting and they want lunch now. They're coming between 2 and 4.
Yeah.
Their meters are up. They're coming in, they're getting cocktails, they're spending money, and you can't believe it because they want to be in and out. They just want to get fed and be going.
Yeah.
So sometimes that 2 and 4 time frame will be awesome, but other times, most of the time for any restaurant, it is great. But, you know, look around. If they are busy, don't be discouraged. Just try to gauge a little bit better, come back the next day. You know
True.
What I mean?
Good
Let
point.
Them know, hey, I know you guys are busy right now. I was here, I'll come back. You know what I mean? Once good a good point. Time, come back. No problem in asking, you know?
Yeah. And that's a good, like, and when you do ask, you show that you're cognizant of it.
Yes.
And you now are building a relationship.
You just built a relationship. You just talked to somebody.
This is the first date.
Yes.
Second date coming up.
Yep.
When do you want? When do you want to meet?
Hey, man, if you guys are busy right now, I'll come back. When's a good time to come back? You know what? I'll be here at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And I got no deliveries coming in. Come in and I'll be ready for you. And he's like, good. I just got rid of an interview. He looks like a great guy. And if he shows up tomorrow on time, that's exactly what I wanted.
He might have the job. Exactly.
That's it.
And
you got interviewed before the interview, trust
yes.
me.
Right then and there.
Every time. Yeah.
And you interviewed them because if he's shitty to you,
yeah.
don't be discouraged there because he may not be the only manager. He may be busy. And chances are you're going to have shitty managers. So
yeah.
press on. Press
oh, on. Oh, you will. This place is the world's not perfect. You know what I mean?
No, it's not. It's not.
So now we're at the interview process.
Now we're fully at the interview. And Kyle talked about body language. But I like to start. And you're at the bar. And most likely they're going to ask you if you want something to drink. Mm-hmm. Do not order an alcoholic beverage.
No.
Okay? Sometimes, like, it's best to just...
Does that really need to be said? We're going to say it anyway.
I'm just saying, people order a beverage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going.
You really want to just you don't give them a reason to talk about you.
Yeah.
So if you drink soda, have a soda, but don't even do that.
Yeah. Water's just clean if you're going to have a drink.
Water.
Yeah.
That's it. Because sodas cost money.
Yeah.
Are you going to pay for that? Mm-hmm. Are you going to just assume that it was on the arm and just walk out? Did you tip on the, you know what I mean? So just get water.
Just get water.
Sit and observe. Even if it's dead, dude, there's a delivery person coming in, just look around. Why is that? Is it clean?
Yes.
Is it? It's going to tell you what they need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so now you talked about doing a little YouTube thing, and you talked about body language. What did you mean by that?
So body language is huge in interviews, is because it tells more about the person than the person is telling about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can sell yourself as much as you want with words, but body language is ancient. It's always going to be relied on. And a lot of times interviews will look at this. Plus, if you're too straight-faced, you're not really energetic, you know, that's what they're going to bring to the team. I've lost an interview from that, and it was a job that I was already guaranteed. And they didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I was doing wrong. And it was just something I changed. And then on top of that, the body language, sit up straight. You know what I mean? There's certain things I've learned in certain books. I can't go into too much detail. But yes, you got to look presentable. You got to be, you know, cognizant of what you're bringing to the table and show them that. You know what I mean? It's also not going to be, you know, an interview for a huge major job. This is a serving job. You know what I mean? They want to know that you can connect. They want to know that you can be a down to earth kind of guy in person. They also want to know that you're going to be driven and focused and motivated, you know, and let them know that this is one thing I like to tell people is like, I'm coming here and I want to work my butt off for you. I love this place and I love this job, but I do not need this job. And I look them down in their eyes and I say, it's going to be up to you how long I'm here. This is not my last stop. This is just one.
Okay, but you're missing the point. You haven't been a server yet.
Okay, hurt. Sorry,
yes,
sorry.
Yes.
So if you haven't been a server yet, go back to the basics. Body language, your dress code. And, of course, you know, you can bring a resume for any kind of work history that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I've gotten that job
before. Willing to learn.
Oh, yeah.
If you go in willing to learn is the key. Yeah. Because like we all talk about, we are servers now. We've been there, so... We touch on things that happen after you're a server, but when you're not a server, just let them know. Say, hey, I am willing to learn this, and I am very excited about learning this. And be honest, what you need it for. Let's say you're in school. If you're in school, say, hey, I go to school, but when I'm here, I'm yours. You know what I mean? Show me the way it should be. Because you need to be honest about what your intentions are, what your availability is. Mm-hmm. All these little things, because that's what the first thing they're going to know. Or they're going to ask you, you know, well, when can you be here? Do you have another job? Do you have this or do that? Because you could not be a server before, but you could have another job.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always going to be things that they're going to want to know right away. You need to have an answer for them.
Yeah.
Okay. If you have another job, it's not ideal.
True.
Yeah. It is not ideal.
Yeah.
So here's how I would handle that interview. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we look good. Obviously, we're sitting straight. You want to ask as many questions as you can possibly ask in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
because you want to know what they need.
Yes.
They put out a request for interviews because they need something.
Mm-hmm.
So once you find out what they need, you don't have the experience, but what you have or should have
is the drive.
Is availability.
Yes.
Yes.
Because that's one of the biggest things that restaurants are gapping is I need this day and that day. This schedule to be filled.
I need to fill in the gaps.
You got to fit in.
Yes.
You got to get there and do, I'm available all the day, time.
Full, every full day. Availability, baby.
That's
best. What they want to hear.
Oh, those two words make them wet.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
That was weird.
You can edit that out, right?
No, you can have that.
No, but full availability? Man, when you have that line across lunch, they're like, come on, man.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? You got to go like a.m., p.m., Monday through Friday, all across the board. If this
is your first job, full availability is the only way.
That is your in. That's your thing. And then you start to listen. You ask them, when's the last interview you had? How long is these positions? How long do you go through service? Da-da-da.
Yeah.
And then you turn it around and you say, I want to work. I work. My last place I worked at, it was 4 years. I stake around. I do this, you know,
mm-hmm.
blah, 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 blah. You can see this. You are selling, but you know exactly what you're selling because you're matching it up with what they already told you that they want.
Yep.
And that's your only. But again, like we mentioned at the top of the show, Don't fall for, oh, we'll put you in this position for a while and then move your way up and see how you're doing.
You
want to
get
stuff.
In right where you want to be at.
Walk out that door and go lower your tier.
Yep.
Because there's some, you can make great money at lower tier restaurants. And I'm just saying lower tier, there's, you know, you get the sentiment, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And once you get that, you could be miserable. Stick it out for 3-4 weeks. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then you have that thing on the resume. It almost doesn't even...
It didn't matter the time limit.
Time kind of like, you know, expands once you have that server on there. And then you can level up. And again, I know that it bears repeating, the best way to get to the place that you want to go, you have to leave that one place behind.
Absolutely.
So don't be afraid to take that overnight job or that breakfast job or spot or whatever. And so you're in the interview. Communication skills is what's necessary to be a good server. If you're not able to articulate to the manager why, how are you going to articulate to, you know,
the guest. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, because you're effectively our liaison between the kitchen and the front of the
house.
You're
the point of contact, baby.
Oh, big time. And so right up there with body language, like you said, is having a good attitude.
Yeah.
Don't start talking about why you left your job or have a...
Oh, no, no, no.
Just... look like you have fun no matter what.
Exactly.
And not fun like, oh, we're going to go drinking and stuff like that. Just like you get along with people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, I'm so happy to be here. I come by your place. You guys have a great place.
Yeah.
And that might feel uncomfortable to you at first, but just start small. Oh, this is an interesting window. I've never seen anything. And then, boom. I mean,
it goes back to it, too. Go to the place and have a meal. Try to experience it. Because if you've never done that and you walk in there for the first time, you realize while you're working there, like, man, I would never even come here when I was eating.
Yeah.
It makes a difference in the interview when you say, I used to come in here. I love this place.
Yes.
Everyone's awesome here. I love the food. The sushi roll is my favorite. This is my favorite. And I want to work here. I want to sell it to people. It'd be easy for me.
Yes.
You know?
I want to know from you out there, what was it like when you first started into, what was your first restaurant experience like?
Yes.
Because I do get people that reach out to me all the time. You can email me at themodernwaiter@gmail.com or follow me on Instagram @themodernwaiterpodcast. And let me know, because we get show ideas. We get people that vent, and I make connections that way all the time. And Kyle, I want to thank you, and I also want to have you back, because particularly we're going to get back to our roots in helping people being better servers. And you have a way to sell. I know you're selling me on that burger. So we're going to talk to you about how to sell, upsell with liquor and with wine and with different food and things like that, and get back to helping the peoples.
Yes.
Right? So that's, so thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
And
my man.
Reach out to us. And if you do enjoy our show, do a like, do subscribe, pass it on to a friend. It's the way, it really, really does help us out. It grows our community and it shows us which direction we need to take the show. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny Villas. Subscribe, 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 people.
We'll see you next time.
Later. Glad you came here.